Still assessing the damage. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Tennessee and Mid-South row crop farmers are still trying to figure out exactly just how much damage they sustained from those sub-freezing temperatures just over a week ago.
At this point, based on the comments of what the county agents have seen and what we've heard, it does not look good.
State statistician Deborah Kinnerson commenting yesterday from the Ag Department's weekly crop progress report, and it shows what many folks have been seeing in their wheat and corn fields for the past week. Gibson County, the state's leader in wheat production, saw as much damage as anyone else, UT Extension Director Philip Shelby.
There's definitely fields that you can walk into and feel a lot better about this wheat than others. And I think today it's hard to determine, and hopefully by the end of the week, with the temperatures and the sunshine that we're going to have, it'll make that job a little easier. I hope it does.
Shelby says there's much more hope that the corn crop that was planted in March will bounce back, but he also adds there's a reason for posting those frost dates that show we could get one as late as April the 19th. In Fayette County, several farmers there gathered in Somerville to meet with UT and other crop officials to assess their options, especially on the wheat crop. Extension Director Jeff Baya.
We're just telling folks the different options that they can do as far as haying, but if they use some chemicals, like Harmony, for example, the label says not to feed for hay. So you got a little problem there. Then if you want to plant cotton, you got to see if your insurance will let you plant cotton. But that's not a normal agricultural practice to plant cotton behind wheat, so some of this insurance won't let you plant cotton.
And again, state officials are hoping to get a better assessment from the damage later this week as more normal weather conditions prevail. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.